This is Discovery with a K.
Hi everyone.
Hi.
We're back with Discovery with a K. I'm Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And it's been a cold winter.
It still is a cold winter.
It's been intense.
Quite, yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah. But it's been fun, people. We had a lovely two months of plenty of music. There were so many releases. Like, we had the award season as well. We took advantage of a little holidays to binge some shows. So,
yeah.
But for that,
I hope you had a lovely Christmas, lovely New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I hope you've written your affirmation lists of what you want in 2021.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's dive in.
So today, who are we talking about today, Ilse? I want to know some facts.
Today, we are talking about Stray Kids.
Yes.
If you're familiar with our website, thekmail.com, you know that we like Stray Kids. Like,
we write Stray Kids. And the Stray Kids had an amazing, amazing 2020. And that is a bit of an understatement, because I think that Stray Kids took off, as in got way more popular in 2020. That a fantastic year.
They had some downs and ups and downs, but mostly ups, to be fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had a great year.
Yes, yeah, very good year. I feel like they broadened their fandom and also secured it.
Yes.
Which is very important, so.
Yeah, I mean, they did such a good job with the two albums they released last year. Mm-hmm. An amazing job. So should we start with this?
We shall.
Yes.
All right. So if you don't know, we start with a couple of basic facts. Yeah. We explain who the members are, what they're like known for, what their little shticks are. And then we take a look at the music.
Yes.
And honestly, I'm excited because I love Stray Kids. Alrighty, let's get it. Yeah. So Stray Kids is under JYP Entertainment.
Yes.
They were created in 2018 with the program Stray Kids, which was a survival show.
Amazing survival show, I must say.
Super fun, up until like episode 8, which made me like...
Do you watch it?
Parts.
Okay. Because you're not really a person that watches survival shows.
It's too stressful.
It is very stressful, but kind of you see them bonding, and that's kind of cute, you know? Like, I really like watching, well, before they used to do it, they haven't done it in a while now. YG and JYP used to do these, like, stages, a kind of competition between
two groups that were going to debut. I think the Stray Kids one was like that.
Yes, right? they were going against the Silver Voice, which now part of them are in Treasure, the other ones are in other groups. Mm. So, yeah, it was... Fun, absolutely fun.
I'll just watch compilations because I can't.
That's so sad. Like twice as one, it's sad.
We watched Island and I was already like...
yeah. So Stray Kids.
Yes, sorry. They debuted in March 2018 with the single District 9.
Okay.
Which straight from the gate is insane.
In fairness, I didn't get into Stray Kids until later on. I don't think I even remember listening to the debut single. Yeah.
But the thing is, I think that you must have. You must have heard it once.
Probably I did, because I kind of really liked their style whenever they did the competition with YG. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't really, really into the music. Yeah.
Let's continue. Because this is blasphemy. And I shall not stand for it. The fandom name of Stray Kids is Stay.
Yes.
With the familiar slogan, you make Stray Kids stay, which is so cheesy.
Wholesome. It's so wholesome.
It's so cheesy.
It is like, very cute.
I love it. Cute. But also, like, cheese. It's so greasy. I'm like, ugh.
It is adorable. And I like it. I kind of like very soft. A bit cheesy. Fandom names. I think they're cute. I think they're very cute. Okay. I'm just in for it. What can I tell you? I love some cheesy stuff.
Point taken. Duly noted.
So
interesting story is that they kind of got rid of their official positions. Like on the JYP official website, they got rid of like the main vocal, main rapper, whatever.
Okay.
It's just all members. With like only the leader, I think, left.
Oh, mm-hmm. How come?
Because they intertwine so much. Like, okay. Every vocal can rap, every rap can sing.
They're all main dancers, if you ask me.
Pretty much, I'd say so.
Yeah, they're amazing.
However, interesting story is that they're divided in three units.
Here we go again.
It makes it easier to explain, though, so I'm kind of living.
Okay.
So, yeah, let me just briefly name all the members.
Yeah.
So we have Bangchum, the leader, Lino, we have Changbin, Hyunjin, Ayen, Han, most people use Jisung.
Yeah.
And then Felix and Sungmin. And yeah. Then there's He Who Shall Not Be Named as well.
Okay.
Not a part of the group anymore, so.
Okay.
So the research that on your own. Let's not waste time on that, shall we?
The three units.
Yeah.
The three units.
So we have three racha.
Yeah.
We have dance racha and vocal racha.
What's the deal with the racha?
I think it's because the rap unit, three racha, was first.
Okay.
Like, even when they were still trainees, that was an existing trio.
Oh, so the rest of them were like, yeah. Let's go with the racha, exactly. Because why not?
Exactly.
It makes sense.
It's all fitting together nicely.
Yeah, it's kind of cute as well.
It's very cute.
I can imagine more so with like a Stray Kids relation between them. Saying like, oh, whatever, we're just going to take the racha from the tree racha and just we book a racha and dance racha.
Because what is a dictionary?
We don't need that.
Mm-mm. Create your own words.
Exactly.
Magic. All right, let's start with Sri Racha,
yeah.
The producer team. Producer team and rap unit, I guess?
Yeah, but they're also vocals.
I know.
So let's call them the producing team.
Producer team.
Composing yes. team. Because yes. they compose as well. Yes. They're lyricists too.
So the thing with Stray Kids is that they're mostly self-producing teams. Yeah. So we have Bangchan, Han, Jisung. I'm going to use Jisung because it feels easy. Weird to use Han.
Yeah.
Like,
even
it's so odd.
Even I call him Jisung, in fairness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, stage names, you know. And so Bangchan, Jisung, and Changbin.
Yeah.
Let's start with Bangchan.
Yeah.
Because he's the oldest member. He's the leader.
And he was also in JYP for like years.
That's yeah, name. He entered JYP in 2010. Because he was a trainee for 8 years. He trained with GOT7 twice, Day6. Like, he knows everyone.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen a couple of videos of that.
He was friends with Miss A, or still is, I think, friends with Miss A because he appeared in the music video. Like, he appeared in Miss A's music video, in Twice's music video.
I remember, he was a baby back then, like a proper baby.
I was shook when I saw that video. I was like, is that? That.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. And you found out not long ago, like.
Yeah. I had to ask the Stray Kids Reddit because I was like, I must be wrong. But no.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, so his full name is Christopher Bang. He's from Australia.
Yeah.
Mate. He does these super wholesome weekly V-Live sessions.
I've seen a couple of clips.
Therapy.
Yeah, yeah.
First days. Like, it's insane.
Does he do it like weekly?
I think it's weekly, yeah.
I just get like a couple of clips in Instagram and I'm like, that's very cute.
Anyways,
a few memes have come out of those V-Lives.
Oh yeah.
Amazing.
My nose is big. You know what else is big? And then he pulls out his feet. So
yeah, not just that, there's the egg one as well.
Oh, the one of Felix.
Yeah. Out of that nowhere. Random.
So random.
Yeah.
So random, but
amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Can live without eggs.
It is interesting.
Probably vegetarians, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
I'm sure there's a couple.
So.
Yeah, so the V-Live is called Chan's Room.
Okay.
And he like fluctuates between speaking English and Korean. And I feel like with most of Stray Kids' content, like 80% of the time they're subs. In English and any other language.
Oh.
Like their music videos have subs.
From the beginning.
From the agency.
Yeah, but from the very beginning. Yes. Since their debut.
Well, I think so.
Yeah, it will make sense because if you think about it, he's Australian.
Yeah, but not just that. Their international fandom is
huge. I've seen a couple of videos of Australian girls living in Korea calling them like, hey, Felix. Hey, well, he's Australian as well. She will go into that. Spoiler alert. Hey, Bang Chan. And then they shout basically at each other. I think what they say, like, oi or something.
Oi, oi. Oi, Felix.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from a meme from the group itself.
Yeah, but these fans
that's amazing.
Were shouting at them that. Mm-hmm. And it was hilarious and very cute as well because actually, Torrin, they were like, hi.
Cute.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, so yeah, that's mostly that. Yeah. He mostly raps, though he can sing as well.
Yeah.
Has a big, big part in the producing, composing, writing.
Yeah.
Together with Jungbin, who is another rapper. His rap is kind of like the straight up, like the fire, like how does he breathe? Kind of like Eminem style, you know? Like in God's, not God, Rap God, yeah.
Okay.
But like still understandable, which is kudos to him.
Yeah. No, he's good. He's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking about who would like have like a really, really good cipher tape or sort of like what's the name of those tapes they release? Mixtapes. Mixtapes. And I think that he would have like an awesome, amazing, very deep.
Well, if Show Me the Money had given him a bigger chance.
Right. That was tragic because I actually was like, I think he's really good. So I was actually sort of like rooting for him to get to at least the semifinals and Show Me the Money because
Round two?
Round two, yeah. It was so sad. I was like, no, I stopped watching Show Me the Money. I'm sorry, Show Me the Money. It might have been biased with her. I've been biased, but I was like, yeah, it was kind of disappointing in fairness.
Yeah.
Also, the rappers in Show Me the Money, there's like nine right now, nine, ten, Show Me the Money, something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know which season they are right now.
I think nine.
Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Really good, but I just...
Ruthless. That's why I don't watch them anymore. His name in Three Racha is Spare B.
Spare B.
I don't know how that happened, but yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Next is Jisung. He's the last part of the producer team.
Sriracha, yeah.
I feel like Jisung has a very interesting way to play with like the rhythm.
Okay.
Like, in his rap.
Okay.
Because he can go from like Changbin style to more relaxed, playing with the beat kind of in like ways that you wouldn't necessarily expect it to go.
Okay.
Some of the songs he's written like completely solo, like 19 and Sunshine.
Yeah.
And they are usually like heartbreaking. Like 19 is depressing. Like sad.
Have you ever watched they had like a video with JYP with the, you know, JYP the person, so, and they were showing him songs that were writing or they had already wrote for the album, and then they were listening to them, and then I think one of them was one of the Jisung had written fully, and then they were reading it and JYP was like, this is so good. I was like, wow,
pat on the back for Jisung.
Yes, yes, that's very impressive because I've seen also JYP do the same with other groups. It's not like that all the time, people. It is something. So I have a question, okay, you that being a stay for longer. Will Bangchan be also in the middle between Changbin and Jisung or...
In what way?
Rapping, delivery style and all of that.
I think he's more in the middle because I feel like... Okay, this is just a theory of mine, right?
Okay.
I feel like since Bangchan writes a lot of the music, that he gives more parts to the other people in the group than himself.
Okay.
Like, I feel like he doesn't have, like, the biggest amount of lines.
Is there division of lines in the Stray Kids, like, kind of fair? Or depends on the song?
Depends on the song.
Well, it does make sense. It does make sense.
Well, some songs you need more rap than you need vocals, which is fair.
And there's other songs you need more vocals than rapping, and that's completely fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jisung's stage name in Three Racha is J1.
Why?
I literally have no idea.
That's such an... Well, maybe because of Jisung 1 or something? I don't know.
He's the only J...
He's the only day. Okay. Okay.
Regardless. So, interesting story about Jisung is that he studied in Malaysia for 6 years.
Oh.
And he made, like, he was back home for, like, whatever, some sort of event. And he made a deal with his parents that was like, give me a year.
Yeah.
If I don't get signed, I'll go back to Malaysia, study.
Okay.
And he got signed.
Good. Yeah. That would have been such a waste of talent.
So much. But to be fair, talent like that kind of always floats up.
Yeah, but the synergy the Stray Kids have is like another level.
I know, especially now. Like, it's just so wholesome. Let's move to the dance team.
Dance Racha. Dance Racha.
So, the members are Felix, Lino, and Hyunjin.
Yeah.
Let's start with Lino, also known as Minho.
Yeah.
Lino is a stage name for the group. He dancer, mostly vocals, even though he has like a couple of rap here and there as well. He's a cat person, has three cats.
Cute.
He's a 98 liner, he was a trainee for 1 year.
Okay.
And he was a backup dancer for BTS.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he was a backup dancer in the Japanese leg of the BTS Wings tour. Oh. And then he was also in the Not Today music video.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Especially Not Today, such a, the dancer saying Not Today.
Yeah.
Intense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he also was interviewed for a National Geographic documentary when he was a teenager.
What?
I know. I need to show you that video because it's iconic. So
okay.
They were asking him about his like trainee wishes, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, he did like this dance and it's...
Okay.
It's so funny and kind of dorky at the same time. It's so cute.
Okay.
It's wholesome. So back to the survival show that they did in the beginning.
Yes.
Right. So at one point, episode 8, there were two members not eliminated.
Yeah.
Lino and Felix.
Yeah.
And that was one of the saddest moments in TV history.
In TV history, okay.
Because
what a statement. Oh my god.
It's true though. So JMP's like, yeah, you dudes are not eliminated, whatever. He's like, hair flip and moves out. And so all the boys are like, crying. And
what?
My heart, man. Anyways, that's too sad. Let's continue.
Okay.
Next member is Hyunjin.
Yes.
Dancer, vocals, rap, visual, his hair.
Yes.
We can't talk.
That was a big glow up, man. It was like, who's that?
Well, I think he debuted in God's Menu, no?
Yes.
Like the blonde, longer. I was like,
I didn't know. It was like, who's that?
I was like, okay, stylist. Okay, hair team. Okay, makeup. Like,
that was a bit, like,
I feel like that partly helped their success.
Just the hair and the style.
Just the hair.
It was something for sure. Even I noticed it.
And
I
was breaking.
Like, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
It was a shook. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, yeah. Whoever came up with that style
needs a raise.
100%.
Deserves it.
100%.
He also has like dance covers on YouTube that
I've watched
does.
A few.
Like
Billie Eilish
and
beautiful.
The latest one is Criminal by Taemin.
Yeah. I haven't watched that one. Okay.
Girl.
Okay.
The man can hold your attention like that. Like, it's crazy. He was a trainee for 5 years before.
5 years. Oh,
that's
okay.
Quite,
that's quite a long time. Yes.
Yeah. All the members knew each other before they went into the survival show. Like, I'm pretty sure that they were, like, they weren't told, because that cry moment in episode 8 was too real. But I'm pretty sure that JYP knew that this entire unit was going to be Stray Kids.
But I have a question there, because I did hear somewhere that Bangchan has chosen the members. How true?
Well, he might have chosen the members to, like, participate in the show.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it, he was in the trainee system for so long, he pretty much knew who he wanted in his group.
Okay.
It's a little bit, well, no, that's not comparable. No, never mind. So, yeah, I think it's like Pentagon.
Okay.
Like, who he also, like, chose everyone, right?
I think he actually had to, like, really beg the producers for, like, let them debut the... Because Pentagon is a big group. So, yeah, I think that... Mm-hmm. I heard that somewhere as well. Yeah. But I also heard about Bang Chan choosing the members because he thought
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You have to, like, click, like, friendship-wise to be able to...
And friends, he was there the longest. So he probably saw a lot of trainees coming and going. Mm-hmm. He saw his friends debut as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. Next one.
Next one is Felix.
Yeah.
I need to stop the Australian accent because I am horrible at it.
The thing is that with Felix, I think that he was the first one I noticed in the Stray Kids because of the YG show.
Mm.
And there was this iconic moment.
He didn't speak Korean that well yet.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is that man roasting this child?
Yeah.
Who's trying his best. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think most of our protective instincts were, like, awakened at that moment.
Yeah, but he for sure called my attention whenever...
Oh, yeah, 100%. Also, he's... Like, you have this, like, baby face, and then you have this, like,
the deep voice
that is, like...
Because of that, whenever he spoke, and I was like, how is that voice...
Yeah, I was like...
Coming from that face?
That sound and that picture does not...
No, absolutely not. At all. So deep. Like, so deep.
But then when he sings, it's like a... perfectly like normal register.
Yeah, but when he raps, he's so low.
I know.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
It's like, what even are his vocal cords? For real?
I don't know.
Like, how does that...
Okay, Felix.
Science. He's the second Australian member. He was only a trainee for 1 year.
Yeah.
Which is why he was still, like, you know, practicing his Korean. Because of that deep-ass voice, I feel like everything he says is, like, three times, like, spicier. Like, it just adds, like, pizzazz.
Really?
Yeah. Girl, if you say, like, 5-star Michelin, like, from In God's Menu, right?
Yeah.
As opposed to 5-star Michelin.
Like, I can't... What's up with that voice? Oh, my God.
I try, you know.
What's up with that? Okay, okay.
I'm sorry. Apologies.
Okay.
So let's see. He was eliminated as well, and it was so sad. Like him and Bang Chan, like in English, and I was like,
adorable. It's really
heartbreaking. Like, not adorable. Just
no,
like,
but their relationship is adorable.
I'm not gonna leave you behind.
Have you watched the videos of Stray Kids holidays in Australia?
Partly.
I've watched a couple, clips. Okay, and this special clip in which, you know, just Australians are friendly in general, okay? So a lot of the Australians I've met here, they're friendly. They're just friendly people. And they were like, he was with a few of the members. He was like, okay, I'm going to get to some ice cream, guys. Be back soon, whatever. The kids were sitting, like, on the street, basically. I was just sitting on the sidewalk, and then this Australian guy comes over to them, and I was like, hi, why are you filming? And they were like, huh? Adorable, absolutely adorable. Out of nowhere, Vila comes back with whatever he bought, and he was like, what's up, man? They decided to have this chat in the middle of the show. The most Australian thing I've ever seen.
Cute.
Adorable.
All right, let's go to the final unit.
Yes.
That's Vocal Ratcha.
Vocal Ratcha.
With Jongin, Ayan, and Seungmin.
Okay.
Seungmin, like, vocals, like, top-tier vocals.
Okay.
He was, he competed in, like, a JYP vocal program, and he was second.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is a huge, huge My Day. Like, he stands Day 6 harder than, like, most people.
Okay.
Every time
I think,
like,
I'm seeing memes of that.
It's so cute. I think at one point he was like, asked the question, like, if you had to choose between, like, Day 6 and Stray Kids, he was like, quiet.
I think it was in this award show a couple of years ago, probably, and Day 6 won something. Mm. And I think it was.
And he was on his feet,
yes,
cheering.
Yes. Adorable. Okay.
Yeah, he lived in LA for like 3 months.
Okay.
Studying English. And he, like, his English is good.
Okay.
Which, for like 3 months, like, I'm sorry, that's
impressive.
Fast.
That's very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, interesting fact about Sungmin is that he did not miss a day of training.
No, not a day.
In like the, what was it, 2 years? Yeah.
Mm.
The man is dedicated.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then last we have the Makne Ayan.
Okay.
He used to have braces and now they're gone, which is sad.
But
I mean, good for him, obviously, but
yeah,
I was like, I'm like, that's a cute what with even? The braces.
Okay, what even?
He's a 2001 liner.
Okay.
So he's like 20, turning 20, like international age.
Yeah. International
age.
International age.
International age.
2021, this year, yeah.
he and Hyunjin made a cameo in Teen 18, season 2,
okay.
episode 16.
Okay.
It's so weird. Like, they're themselves, but at the same time, they're not. And I'm like, what? He was also a child model.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think I've never watched any of that. Like, the pictures.
Utterly adorable.
Okay.
So,
are we going to our segments?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so essential songs.
Essential
Here we go.
Songs. So, first of all, that's super hard.
100%.
Because
yeah.
they've released like 3 to 4 EPs since they debuted.
Yeah.
Which is a lot. That,
and last year was a full album, wasn't it?
Full album, yes.
2 full albums, wasn't it?
Wait, in 2020?
In 2020, yeah.
No, was it? I think they only have like one full album.
Okay. But their EPs are fairly long.
Yes. It's not like...
Let's not go there again. Let's not go there. Let's go
There's
to
like
essential
six to
songs.
Eight full songs.
No instrumentals.
No instrumentals. Thank you. Let's go to our top favorite songs. So,
okay.
There's Get Cool.
Okay.
Meme song. Meme song. But like... So fun and cheerful as well. Mm-hmm. There's Astronauts, which is a little bit slower. There's okay. God's Menu, Backdoor, obviously. There's Levante.
Yes.
There's Side Effects.
Yeah.
There's Miro.
Yes.
There's Victory Song.
Yeah.
Victory Song is so dope. Like,
yeah.
Goes hard. And then we have Yeah, Yeah, Yeah.
Yes.
Which is, like, one of their songs that they used in the survival show to, like, debut with.
Okay.
And then we have North, South, and it's just fun.
Okay.
It's just really fun.
I'm
also,
surprised.
It's N/S, but it's, like, North, South, but they never sing it in English.
Okay, so I have an opinion here. Why yeah. didn't you include Elevator? I love that song. Because you made it, okay. I like Elevator.
Good. I mean,
good for you. Basically,
it just it reminds me too much of.
You know what? Stray Kids are Tomorrowland quality. I keep saying this.
Oh,
I really,
yes.
really, really want to see them in like performing in stages with Tomorrowland.
You don't want to see them in Coachella.
Tomorrowland. It's closer. Okay.
Yes, come to Europe. Thank you very much.
You're closer, so just...
And that's my home country. You.
find a way to get those
Girl,
tickets.
Girl, those tickets are impossible to get.
We'll find a way. Flying to Tomorrowland and going to see the Stray Kids because the music, there is some songs that just want me to go jumping.
There's such a heavy, like, bass.
Yes.
In them. So, I get the Tomorrowland comparison.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, so yeah, let's continue.
To be fair, I would just check out all their music, like,
100%. Yeah.
Also, they do these like street videos where they like selfie stick and they're like playing around.
Yeah.
And it is.
They have a lot of content out, so if you
so much content,
they have a couple of reality shows. I think the debut one as well, and it's wholesome content, 100%. It's very cute, the interactions. So
they seem legit, like they click.
Yeah, listen with brothers. Yeah,
yeah, not just coworkers.
Yeah,
if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
So a lot of their music.
Yeah.
Right. It's not just fun dance music. It's about like self-acceptance, dealing with your inner demons,
yeah,
dealing with anxiety, depression, the whole shebang. So I do recommend that you read the translated lyrics, because
yes, I will also recommend, because I, if you just keep watching Stray Kids content, they have a couple of like videos, actually a couple of interviews as well, and they speak about the meaning behind their albums. I think, what is the meaning? I think I remember the one for Levanter. My French sucks, I'm sorry. It's one...
Levanter.
Levanter, one of them. It was like divided in three. It was a kind of a trilogy or something like that. Yeah,
the three keys, yeah.
Yes. And it was very interesting, actually. It was very interesting to listen to all of that and the story behind it and the meaning behind it. You know, so I think it's very cool. Also, kind of impressive, very impressive. They're just being out for like 3 years.
3 years.
Very impressive.
And also, they're like young. So the fact are able to convey those like deep feelings into messages that are relatable to so many people.
Yeah.
Not just the people in the fandom.
And so diverse, because the thing about it is that it's beautiful and diverse music. It's like, the first time I actually listened to a full Stray Kids album was last year, whenever you were like, listen to this. And I was like, okay, I have no option. I'll listen to it. And it's the...
It was for your own good.
The diversity. Actually, after that, I decided to go back into their other releases. And the diversity, the sound. You can have like a hyped song, Perfect Tomorrow, but you can have also this ballad or this rap heavy song that loved. It's like nothing.
If I haven't mentioned it before, Sriracha have their own music out as well.
Yeah.
So do check that out, because
they're good. They're good. They're really, really good. Yeah.
So why should you stan?
Why should we? Well, if any of you don't stan Stray Kids, which you should, what are you doing? I think that the fact that they're self-produced gives like an extra touch.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's not like the groups that aren't self-produced are not. No, it's just that
there's a level of connectedness.
Yes. And I'm not saying the other ones don't have, but it's deeper.
It's a lot deeper.
It's deeper. It's, you can see the emotions in the stages.
Comes straight from the heart.
Yeah, it's another level. Also, they're very wholesome. Also, the memes are amazing. They're memeful. They're cute, they're adorable. Mm-hmm, there's a dozen jokes about them, but like well-intended jokes, like Felix's brownies are awesome. Like, even I know that. And I'm not really a person that is 100% into the meme situation, because a lot of times you have to explain the memes because I just don't get them.
You know how hard that is? Damn.
Yeah, I ruined the joke behind it. But even I know the situation with Felix's brownies.
Yeah.
That is amazing. There was this joke about them in the Mamas and him making brownies for everyone in the Mama Awards.
I mean, put all the idols in the parking lot. I'm like,
who wants brownies?
Exactly.
Adorable. Adorable. Okay, what do you think people should stan Stray Kids? Well, you've been there from the very beginning, actually.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. Well, they debuted right at the right timing, you know.
Whenever you started to listen to K-pop.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So they're wholesome, they have amazing lyrics, heartfelt, deep, cute. They're self-producing, they're crazy talented.
They are.
They are hilarious. Their personalities click.
Yeah.
I see this super, super bright future ahead of them.
100%. 100%.
They have a huge discography, so there's something for every want or mood or need, you know, whatever. Just, you know, find the right playlist. And then the street videos, for me, are a huge plus as well. Because they are so bonkers.
That is cute. Okay.
The energy levels are through the roof.
Amazing. For real. So, yeah, I would say, like, we're actually speaking about this last year, before the summer, actually, whenever they released the first album from last year. And I was like, I see a Stray Kids in a couple of years making it huge in massive venues with thousands and thousands of people because they have the quality for it.
If they keep it up.
Yeah, 100%.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Yeah, and they also... So I heard this, I think it was a TikTok, my sources of information people, TikTok. So apparently also Stray Kids decided when to have comebacks. When they feel ready to have a comeback, they pitch it to the directors and all of the producers. And they're like, we want to release this.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And that's outstanding for Gen Idols. That is very, very impressive.
It's like this self-authority kind of
vibe. And it makes sense because they're a self-produced group.
Exactly, yeah.
So you have your songs, you have everything, so why not, you know?
Do you want to know some info I also learned from a TikTok? So
oh my God.
Don't know if it's true or not.
Or sources.
I know. We have a problem with TikTok, FYI. apparently, they wrote Backdoor the day after they wrote God's Menu.
Oh.
Isn't that bonkers?
I mean, they had the energy levels up like, there, like...
Brain power, just 100%. Superior, really.
God's Menu. I did not expect that track in a million years. I was like, is that a Stray Kids?
For God's Menu, everything came together. The music video was super dope.
Amazing.
The song slaps hard, even now after so many months. The outfits, the choreo... The colors in the music video.
Yeah, I was very surprised when I was watching the awards and I didn't win. I was like, how is that not song of the year? Stray Kids was everywhere last year.
Exactly.
Like, God's Menu was probably one of the biggest song of the year. So I was like, I don't believe in this anymore. So also, if you want to check out our winners for... We made our own awards because we're bitter about the situation.
What is this injustice?
What is that? So we've been listening to a lot of music during 2020, so we decided to make our own little the Kamiel Awards. Yeah. We listen to a lot of people.
So much. Well, we love it, but it's also like...
Loved it. But it took us about 2 weeks to listen to the songs, to rate them in like... It's
have
not
multiple
like,
rounds.
Yes, multiple rounds, sort of like... And it's hard because we are fairly biased. Like... We have our favorite groups, like anyone.
What are you talking about?
Like any fan, like we have our favorite groups in every single industry, in the American industry, in the Korean industry. Right now I'm getting into the Chinese industry because why not?
I mean, what are boundaries?
Exactly.
What are languages?
Exactly.
Music is music.
So it's a thing. So go and check out the Kamiel Awards 2020 because I think it's interesting. I think we were quite fair and square. With our picks.
I believe so.
Yeah, because for us, it was about quality and it was about being like, not different, but being
diverse. Within your own discography,
exactly.
Within your own niche.
And also we took into consideration facts such as like, how long the song charted, like how many million, well, the millions of views, we didn't really take it because, you know, streaming is a thing.
Yeah.
But also how long was in the chart, because that's a big fact as well. So
is the song still relevant to this day, even if it came out like months ago.
But when we were doing that and we're releasing into all of that, God's Menu is still as relevant and it slaps as hard as it did from the first listen.
It 100%.
Yeah. So yeah, those are the reasons to stand a Stray Kids. Yeah. That got fairly long.
I'm sorry, but they're just
we're
so
passionate about this. Yes. So that was it for this episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed. And please go ahead and visit our website, thekmiel.com. Ilse wrote two beautiful, very heartfelt reviews for the two albums. Also, there is a ode to the artist about the Stray Kids because she's on stay like from the
what can I say, they're just so good.
So go and check us out and then remember to visit our Patreon if you would like to watch this video,
if you want to learn more about K-dramas.
Yes,
that's all on our Patreon as well. And yeah, we hope you had a good time listening to this and
we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.